Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone in here on this frosty, cool, brisk morning here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Once again, we've got the Clay County Corner here coming to you live in a living color on your radio dial. And the number on that radio dial is 101.5 WBFB FM, Kicks Country. We come to you live here every Thursday morning about 9 o'clock. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, there's a rebroadcast. So if you hear something you think it's interesting and you want your neighbors to know about it, tell them and have them to tune in. Got a couple of real good guests here this morning. It's basketball time, so we've got the high school basketball coaches up, and they'll be coming on here in a few minutes. And also, once again, we'll be giving away her birthday and anniversary cake, compliments of the Salina Dairy Queen. And we'll remind everyone right off the bat to not forget that number. It's 243-5574. And you will get an answering machine, and you speak clearly, loud enough to be heard. And if you need to, spell the names out. Take your time to make sure that we get the message and get their name on the list, and they'll be put in the drawing for this week's birthday cake. And if you want a birthday cake in the past and hadn't been by and picked it up, get over to the Clay County Chamber and pick up your certificate and go by and get your cake. But we'll be back just in a few minutes. We've got a little bit of house cleaning stuff to do, some news, some things going on beginning here in Salina this weekend. But right now, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back just in a minute with some local happenings and our first guest.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're live here at the courthouse, and a couple of announcements to make. December the 6th, we've got all kinds of things going on December the 6th. We'll be competing with you. We're going to do our play that night, I think. So which means I don't get to come to that one, I guess. But Coach Edward just handed me this. December the 6th, the alumni games over at the high school, over Clay County High School, with the women's game beginning at 4 p.m. and then the men to follow after that. You'll probably be through in time for them to come watch the play if they want to. You can call the high school to register. The women would need to call 243-2340 and talk to Amanda Spivey. And any of the men interested in playing in the alumni games, 243-3044 and talk to Coach Matt Walker. Okay, and let's see, I've got a couple of things here. I guess I can do a little commercial for the things we've got coming up here at the courthouse. I think maybe we'll have someone in from the Merchants Association again here in a few minutes to talk about things that are fixing to kick off here tomorrow night at the courthouse square. But I want to remind everyone that our annual Christmas at the courthouse is coming up December the 6th. And as we just said, that's going to be a busy day here in Salina, because I think also that morning over at the high school there is a breakfast with Santa Claus, I believe, where they're having breakfast. And you can bring your, I think they say, bring your youngsters or your pups in. For out where they said someone did for a picture with Santa Claus. And I think the cost of that is, it seems like it's $12, I believe, for a full breakfast, I think. So that's going on over there. And then here at the courthouse that day, we have got our third annual mistletoe market, and we'll kick that off about 9 o'clock in the morning also. And this year we have more than a dozen craftsmen lined up, set up, that will be here in the courthouse. We've got basket maker, broom maker, old-fashioned toys, pottery, hand-painted Christmas ornaments, handcrafted wood bowls, a wood turner, wreath, stitchery, just a whole bunch of craft products that will be here. And that will last officially from 9 to 3. Of course, some of those guys may want to hang around, because about 2 o'clock we have the annual Christmas parade, which will be lining up, I guess, over at its normal spot. And it's going to conclude here at the courthouse with a little bit of a Christmas celebration here. And then at 7 o'clock that night, we'll be doing our presentation of a courthouse Christmas. And this year we do have an entirely new program, a little bit different than in the past, that we're going to do. The first part of the show is going to be some of our local performers, family performers or groups or individuals that are going to be singing Christmas songs, telling Christmas stories or reading poems. And then that will be followed by an O. Henry Christmas, which will be a presentation of a short Christmas play by the famous author O. Henry. And tickets for that are $5, and they'll be available at the usual spots again this year at the two banks and at the chamber. And tickets for that are $5. And, of course, everyone knows that our tickets, our seating space here in the courthouse is limited, and we will probably print up about 130 tickets for each one of those performances, and they will be on sale at the two banks and at the chamber. And if you have any questions about anything going on that day, you can give me a call at 243-3464. So we've got all of that going on, and of course Christmas is just getting cranked up, even though it's not Thanksgiving yet, but everyone's got to get started early. And I think maybe tomorrow night we have, like I said, a bunch of stuff going on here, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But right now I've got Coach Rob Edwards from down at the high school, and his season has started pretty successfully so far. And Coach Edwards, it's good to have you here with us this morning.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You did notice we got more heat this year.
That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in. We had heaters.
Speaking of heat, is the heat on you this year?
Let's just start off with a good question there, Coach. I'm not sure it's on me. Pittsburgh Steelers always said pressure is what you feel when you don't know what you're doing. I'm pretty confident that we know what we're doing. So, we'll have a successful season, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens when the season's over.
Well, I always thought, if you got good people, what they need to know and get out of their way, let them do a good job. That usually makes a good coach out of you.
Yeah, it takes some common sense sometimes to know when to back off and when to put things in. And we're kind of experimenting with a lot of different stuff, because I have a lot of kids that are capable of playing, and there's a lot of different lineup possibilities and things we can do depending upon the opponent and how they play. We can play different styles. Some nights, I'm just going to get out of the way and sit down and be quiet.
I think they accused me of that for a number of years. Looking, I've watched a couple of the games. I hadn't been over to any practices or anything, but I know there's a bunch of hype on this year's basketball team.
Well, this is my 15th year, and I've never been blessed with this kind of size that we have right now. I have three kids over 6'5", and they're all capable of playing. The best thing is they're one sophomore and two juniors, so they'll all be back again next year. Figure out the best way to utilize that size. There's a lot of different things we can do using that, both on offense and defense. So it's just going to take us a little while to figure out what we're best at.
Okay. would you like to go down and maybe do a little rundown on some of the players? Of course, I know you hate to do that. Sometimes you may leave someone out, but you know, I know I'll apologize for you up front if you happen to leave somebody out, because you have got so many this year, so many good athletes, and so many good basketball players. It could be very easy to leave one name out of all that bunch.
Well, it would. I've gone down the list several times for the newspapers and such. So if I do leave somebody out, I apologize. But I'll just start with my position. Our point guard is sophomore Tyree Key. He's what makes us go right now. He's not the only thing that makes us go, but he's kind of our spark plug right now. He's done something that in 15 years I've never had a kid do. We've ran plays time and time again with kids who could dunk it in practice, but never had one dunked in a game. And then the first game of the season, he dunks three in the first quarter. So we've got that out of the way already. And
it is the point guard now that's doing this.
That's right. It is the point guard. It's not one of the 6'5 kids.
So you're going to have to get on to these 6'5 kids and, you know, have them catch up with a little short guard.
Yeah, they're a little upset with me because I haven't put in a play for them to dunk one yet, but we'll get around to that maybe. John Tanner Dodson, our two guard, is a returning senior. He was our top scorer last year. He got a motor that never quits on defense, and you know, he's a good shooter. He's inconsistent at times, and he knows it. And I know it. Confidence. If he hits his first couple shots of the game, he's going to have a good night. And that's what we're trying to get him to do, is relax early in the game and get his shot off and make a couple early on. Taylor Brown's also a returning senior. He's kind of the guy that does all the little things that people don't notice. You know, he gets the rebounds and makes great outlet passes. He's our inbounder. He's real physical inside, gets a lot of rebounds. Our four is a guy we picked up after school started, Josh Endicott, also a quarterback on the football team. He's about 6'7" and a quarter inches. I'm not real sure what he's doing yet. I do know that he's still going to be 6'7" all season long. That's not going to change.
And no amount of coaching will make you that tall.
That's right. You know, I can't coach him. I can't coach him to be 6'9" or anything. But he brings a lot of things to the table. He's good with his back to the basket. He's got a nice 15-foot jump shot. I'm really looking forward to getting to know him and getting to know what he can do and how he can help us.
You know, people don't think, you know, when you're 6'7", it takes that other kid 7 inches of jumping just to get up to where he can reach.
Exactly. And our five is Wyatt Mabry. He's a returning starter, junior. For example, the other night, first game out of football, he had 15 points and 13 rebounds. He had a double-double. So we're looking for big things out of him this season.
Very athletic back and football player.
And plays so hard. You know, he plays so hard. He wants to win.
He'll give you 110% every night.
Absolutely. And then we have a bench. 6-10 could probably start at some other schools and win a lot of games. As a matter of fact, we won a few scrimmages and things before we got our football guys with these guys that are coming in. John Wayne Browning. He can come in and give Tyreek a break or John Tanner a break. He can run the point. He's a good shooter. A very smart player. Makes good decisions with the basketball. Pretty good defender. Justin Bowles. He was our over the summer. He was our three man until Josh came in at 6'7", and it's kind of hard to compare the two. But
they're just about three. You know, 180 opposites of each other, their size, style of play.
Exactly. So Justin may be the best shooter on the team. I'm not sure. But he has a nice shot and handles the ball well. Things we all have to get better at different things. And does a good job running the floor for us in the press. I'm going down the line here.
Clay. Okay, now let's hold the line just for a minute, and let's throw in a commercial here and let you gather your thoughts again. Sometimes I'll interrupt and derail your train.
That's fine.
We'll be back after a short break with some commercial messages, and I want to remind everyone who is potentially thinking about advertising on WVFB, if you're listening to this and you're hearing this broadcast, rest assured that a lot of your customers are listening also. So if you want to get your name out in front of people, get a hold of John over at the radio station, and get a spot on here and help us keep this on the air. But we'll be right back in a few minutes with Coach Rob Edwards.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here in the historic Clay County Courthouse, watching the traffic go by out through the windows, and look like our fireplace has kicked back on. It's been kicking off and on this morning. We've slipped this little electric heater in here during this real cold weather, but the courthouse has gas fireplaces that still work pretty good after about, nearly 200 years. They still, of course, they didn't have gas in them when Cordell Hull came through here, but we've got gas in them now. We've got some heat, and we've got Coach Edwards loosened up, and he's going to talk a little bit more about his basketball players, and then we'll move on down and see some of the expectations he has this year.
Yeah, I think the heater, that's the only way you get Coach Sims to come over. I've been on the ball bus with him for several years, and I know he's listening in the other room, so he always burns us up on the ball bus. But so heater's the only way you get him to come in this year, I think. A few other guys I need to talk about. Just mention them. Latron Bowman is a senior for us also, and he's going to be able to contribute in some ways. And again, we're experimenting, and we're trying to figure out who's going to be able to do what. And Clay Copas, another guy, he's going to play post for us. Really tough kid, another football player. He's really put on about 30 pounds of muscle since last year. So, he can contribute in different ways. Matt Maxfield, about 6'6", with maybe the longest arms I've ever seen on a human, and hands that
look like a bushel basket out there.
Exactly. he can just reach down and pick up a basketball just like I'd pick up an apple or something. And great shot blocker. Matt's probably the best shot blocker on the team as far as being able to do it without fouling. Now, he does foul sometimes, but just as far as timing and blocking shots, he's really good at it.
Been a talent that Matt has.
And I have a host of other kids, and I can't mention everybody by name because we don't have the time. But the future is bright. We've got a great junior high program in both schools in the county, and the youth programs are doing well. So I'm looking forward to
it. Well, I know, one freshman this year that the last year that I worked any with it was Seth Ogletree, and I know he was a extremely gifted athlete in just about any sport he wanted to play. I know he's not a real big kid, but I know he probably now he's getting about half his arm above the rim and he's probably about 5'10". And with the good people in front of him, of course, playing time may be more limited than would be in other years, but I'm sure you're probably playing a good JV and a good freshman schedule. But let me throw out there Peyton Smith. Peyton's a good shooter, and like you said, there's going to be places and times when even the last man on the roster is going to be very, very valuable to you. There may be a situation come up where you need a specific talent that some of these kids have that they may not be the best ball handler, the best rebounder, anything else, but that one specific talent may be the difference in that one-point ball game.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as long as you're talking about those guys, you know, Dawson Russell, who...
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he's going to be an outstanding player for us in the next couple of years.
I believe his brother played for you, didn't he?
His brother played at Hermitage Springs.
Okay.
William Russell.
Well, that's before the...
Yeah, the bridge got built. I don't know when that was. That was, you know, early 2000, I guess, when he graduated, something like that. But yeah, he was a good player, and Dawson's going to be a good player. And here's the thing about this team, Coach. They're all great kids. You know, I'll give you an example. Saturday, we're going to load up, and we're going to go up and watch Western Kentucky play Belmont. And I don't worry about these guys misbehaving. I don't worry about them wandering off and getting into things that they don't need to get into. They're just a great group of kids, and it's a real privilege to be able to coach them. I'm looking forward to having a great season, you know, academically and athletically both.
You know, it's great for the young players to get out and see that next level of play and see how physical it is, how hard they have to work, it gives the dreamer something to dream for and to work harder to realize that dream.
It does. We try to go once or twice a year, Tennessee Tech to UT, and this year we're going to Western. Like I said, Saturday, Western and Belmont. Belmont's always a fun team to watch.
That's two top-notch teams.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're going to shoot it every chance they get.
And
just hope to get a lot of possessions.
Yeah, they get off the bus shooting, don't they?
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about the rest of the conference this year. What we can expect from some of the other teams. I don't know if the preseason polls don't mean anything, but I think maybe those coaches, where they had blinders on or what, picked you guys outside of first. Was that before some of the size moved in, or just...
No, actually, that was after. That was just a week or so after the size got here. We finished last year it'd be hard to pick us, I guess. But I'm kind of glad, you know, you have a little something, a little motivation.
Got that little chip on your shoulder.
Exactly. It was a three-way tie for first is what the voting actually came out to between Clark Range, Jackson, and us. If you want a quick rundown, Clark Range returns probably the most complete team in the district. They have their point guard who's out right now, but he'll be back. He broke his collarbone in a scrimmage, but he'll be back probably in time to play us, I'm sure. But,
and they did make it to the Final Eight last year, or did they?
No, they got beat by Boyd Buchanan.
Buchanan,
who made the state tournament. Year before that, they made the state tournament. So 2 years in a row, they at least made the sub-state and returned most of the players from that coming back this year. So Jackson, you know, they have two or three guys returning, plus they got a transfer point guard from Cookeville. But they're a lot better. I've been watching their scores, and they've been beating people to death.
They're pretty athletic, aren't they?
They are, very much. Pickett is kind of what we were last year. They graduated a lot of seniors, and then now they have a lot of young guys playing a lot of kids. They have a new coach, so you don't know exactly what they're going to do. Nathan Aaron, who played up there.
Yeah, I do. I remember Nathan.
Yeah, I do too, because my first year coaching, he scored about 40 on us. First time we played him.
Pretty good shooter.
Yeah, I've remembered his name ever since then. And then Monterey. Monterey returns one of the best point guards in the area, the Phillips kid. And they have a couple big kids. They got a 6'4" wing, Cody Dove, who can shoot it and play inside. It's going to be competitive every night. Every night, nobody you can overlook, for sure.
That's good for ticket sales.
That is. We can.
And I think, you know, the excitement, you know, not necessarily, zoning in on any one kid, but I think that play the other night, about the first play of the ball game, I guess, when the lob went to over to Tyreek, and I was just walking through the door. I'd been out to watch the fifth and sixth graders play, and I just walked through the door, and I heard this big roar, and I stuck my head in. They told me I just missed it, that we started one off with a dunk, and... People, they like the excitement of those type of things. Of course, they like the run and shoot, and this is a pretty good run and shoot bunch. And It looks like it's going to be a very, very exciting year for basketball, boys basketball, this year. And as I said, I guess you're only expected to finish third, so anything above that will be...
absolutely.
Well, you need to find out who voted you out of first place and tell them, you know, what you're going to do to them when you play them, maybe threaten them. And...
Yeah, we'll definitely seek some revenge for the low voting.
That is a big deal, isn't it? Well, Coach, anything else you want to talk about? Anything about tournaments coming up this year?
Well, we are doing something a little different this year over Thanksgiving. We've been taking Thanksgiving off, but this year we're going to play in the Watertown Thanksgiving Classic for a couple reasons. Number one, they have a brand new school, and that's where the region tournament will be hosted this year, both boys and girls. And so we would like to get a couple games in on that floor, if nothing else. Then I got the schedule, and we play Ezell Harding out of Nashville, I think, on the Friday after Thanksgiving. And then on Saturday, we play Good Pasture, who was in our region. They won the region last year and made it to the state tournament. So be two really tough games for us, a great measuring stick for us early in the season, I think.
Good Pasture is usually a pretty good basketball team. I know we've been playing them for a number of years, and it's always very competitive, and they used to always come up at least one Division I player every year down there. That was, and they were a tough team to beat. But good stiff competitions make good teams out of you.
Absolutely, we're not afraid of them. We're going to go down and play our best. And early losses to good teams don't really hurt you, in my opinion. I don't think that hurts you at all. I think that gives you, like I said, a good measuring stick, and maybe exposes some things that you're not very good at that you thought you were pretty good at. So it gives you something to work on for the next few months getting ready for tournament time.
You know, I think kind of a measuring stick, if you can play well against AAA schools and beat one of them occasionally, you know, you're pretty good. But now if you can go out there and beat one of those good AA teams a couple, three times a year, your kids get a lot of confidence, and they know that they're beating people that are supposed to be much, much better, bigger than them. And they pick up that, and that means a whole lot, picking up that confidence. And like we said about the shooters, you know, if you've got that shooter's mentality, you always think the next one's going to go in.
That's right. While we're talking about that, we're going to go back to Wayne County again, Wayne County, Kentucky, at Monticello for Christmas tournament. We're playing the host team the first round this year, Wayne County, who in Kentucky, they only take the top 16 teams. There are no classifications.
Right.
They take the top 16 in the state tournament up there, and Wayne County made that last year. They made the state tournament. I think they might have won the first game and got beat the second round, but he returns everybody. So that's going to be another great game for us to play really another really good team.
Is Coach Rodney Wood still?
He is there. He's still there.
He's been there a long time, and
he is a former
point guard starter for the University of Tennessee, I believe.
He was. He played with Bernie and Ernie.
Yeah, of course, anybody could be a good ball player with them. You and I might. We might have looked real good against them, against other people with them there on the side of us. But, Rodney was coaching, I know, some past few years when I was coaching. So that's been a long time ago, Coach.
He's been there quite a while. He sure has.
He's been real successful.
Does a great job.
They turned out some good ball clubs up there. Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And anytime, we'll holler at you again, maybe about halfway through the season when you got a bunch of statistics and you come in here bragging about that undefeated season you're having so far. And
hope that's the case.
I do, too. It's a pleasure having you here. Right now, we'll see if we can get it warm enough in here for Coach Sims to come in and talk to him a few minutes about the girls' team this year. And like I said, it's a pleasure always having you here with us.
All right, thank you, Coach.
We'll take a short commercial break and be right back.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, live and direct with the Clay County Coroner. We're sitting here in a warm enough for you, Coach. I know.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Coach Edwards is making fun of you for keeping the bus too hot.
He's got a lot thicker blood than I do, evidently.
But we want to remind everyone that toward the end of the program here, we will be doing our birthday and anniversary list. We've got quite a few this morning, and we'll have one lucky winner that will receive a ice cream cake from over at the Dairy Queen. And if anyone ever wants to bring one by here and share it with us, they can sometime or other. But we'll remember 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine. And when the answering machine tells you to speak, wait just a few seconds before you start and try to speak slowly, clearly, and loud enough so we can understand the name of the person that you're wishing to honor. Sometimes we get some that are clipped off, and we don't know exactly who they are. And of course, now you can also leave a phone number, and we'll try to give you a call back if we can't understand the name and try to take care of it in that way. But it's a very important part of our show, and like I said, make sure everyone keeps calling in and win you one of those Dairy Queen cakes. Well, Coach Sims, it's good to have you back here with us again this morning.
Thanks.
It's going to be a good annual meeting, I guess. So, what we got going on this year in girls basketball?
Well, we're kind of in a rebuilding mode right now. Don't have any starters back from last year. Probably the most inexperienced team I've ever had. We do have some young talent, I think, but it's hard to go out and compete with the teams that have got all this experience plus talent coming back too. So, hopefully, I'm looking for us to try to improve as the year goes. And, we're going to compete with most of the teams we play. It'll be hard, Clark Range and some of those. But, if I can just get out of the girls, what I think they're capable of, I'll be pretty happy with that.
Okay. Well, I forgot to mention Coach Edwards here. I think both of you guys have a new addition to your coaching staff this year.
Yeah, Matt Walker, he come over and took Rob's place in the classroom. And, of course, he's still coaching Hermit Springs, the junior high and the fifth and sixth grade boys as well. But he's helping us and helping the boys' team as well. When he has time, he stretched pretty thin. But Matt, he's a good coach. He was at Pickett County for several years, worked with Greg Bill up there, and he's been in Hermit Springs now for, 5 or 6 years, and I just wish I had him every day. He really helps us out a lot when he's there.
Seems like he's pretty dedicated to the game of basketball and to the kids that he's working with.
Yeah, he's gung-ho. He's a lot like I was when I started, I guess. Maybe even more so, because, I coached junior high girls and high school girls there for several years, and it was just every night, just practicing and playing. But, that's what it takes to build a program. And when I started, we were pretty down. We only won 2 games the year before I started. I just felt like it'd take a lot of work, and it's paid off. Like I said, most small schools are going to go through their ups and downs, and we've had a lot of ups, and unfortunately we're in a little of the down mode right now. But we do the best you can with what you got, and girls play hard. We'll all be happy.
Well, sometimes people they remember those 3 or 4 years where you put about 10 years in getting to that point. Sometimes it's a slow process. It didn't take you 10 years to get to that point, but I know, there was a couple of years there.
Yeah, yeah. When I first started, we won 3 games my first year, and I about pulled my hair out, about run my wife off and all that stuff. But, I could see the second year, we started to get some better and made a little run toward the end of that year and made it to the region for the first time in several years. And then I guess my third year, we made it to the sub-state, did that for the next 3 or 4 years, and finally, you know, won our sub-state and got in state. You know, we were down there for about 10 out of 13 years or something like that. You know, we've had a real good run all through the 90s and even up till 2004 when I retired the first time. We actually made the state tournament in 2004. Then when I came back, we went back second year and won it all finally. So, you know, I can't complain. You know, I've had a lot of success, and of course it all goes back to all the girls that played for me over the years, but you know, we're just trying to get back there right now.
Well, you know, Coach, I know for a number of years, before I started coaching, stability here at Salina High School in the basketball program, it wasn't real good. You know, there would be a couple, 3 years someone would coach, and then something would come up, and another coach would come in. Same thing, boys and girls both. And before you took over the girls program, you know, that instability in the coaching position was there, and, you know, the students, they didn't know what to expect from year to year. But I think, especially in Class A basketball, and there's not a whole lot of you guys around. I know Coach Edwards said 15 years here now, and I know you've been in for, I guess, 20-plus years now, best my feeble memory can remember. And I think that stability has a whole lot to do. You look at the successful that are successful year in and year out, like you said, Clark Range, coach up there, he's been there since the beginning of time. Been there long.
Pushing 40 years, I guess.
I know for a number of years up there, they went through that same process of instability. They were changing coaches. In Jackson County, their coach has been there for a number of years, and that the students growing up know what to expect. They know who's going to be coaching them, and I think that makes a big, big difference in the final outcome.
Yeah.
You know, they may not always start out as stars that freshman, sophomore year, but the time they're seniors, most of them do know how to play basketball.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, I think any time you change coaches, you know, it sets you back a year or two. It just takes a while for, like you said, the girls to or guys, either one, you know, to learn your system and learn, you know, how you want them to play on the court and so forth. And I think that stability, you know, really helped us. I can go back my 94 team, I guess, when Melissa Webb and Melissa Denton and Tia Burchett and Lori Denton and all those were playing. I graduated four of them off a state runner-up team, and I didn't think, you know, we'd even get out of the district the next year. But I had some good players that had been, you know, practicing for 3 years, and we ended up going back to state tournament the next year with Crystal Davis and Tasha Ashlock and Emily McLaren and Misty Brown, some of those kids that had been, you know, stars in junior high when I was coaching them down there. But, you know, they got a little playing time, but it just shows, you know, stability's there. It really pays off.
I remember the only drawback to that year as a coach at junior high was I had to practice a lot of times late.
You had to practice about every day late.
it was way past milking time when I got home.
Yeah, that was a bad thing about it, because every time I had a junior high game, I had to practice first.
But, you know, that I guess the thing going now, I know one of your former players is the junior high coach now, which you know, her ideas may not be the same as yours, but a whole lot of the things she does have to be things that you taught her. So, you know, that keeps the program going.
I would hope so. You know, Tia was one of the best I ever had. You know, she had a knack for scoring that probably nobody I've ever coached had. You know, she just had a way of putting the ball in the hole. And
the only good-looking thing about her shot was when it went through.
It wasn't real pretty, but she had that left-handed, I don't know, it really wasn't a hook shot, but she shot it from the side to where nobody could block it. She's sending me some pretty good players up now. I got 3 or 4 freshmen from her this year. They'll got one, you know, starting right now, and got 2 or 3 more that'll see some playing time down the road.
Yeah, I know. Of course, you've had a couple of setbacks this year, and like I said, Jada has been pressed into a starting role, and she's going to have to grow out on the court in front of everyone, isn't she? And that's a tough job sometimes.
Yeah, this summer, you know, I brought her off the bench in camp. Kennedy Smith, you know, she played this summer. Now she's decided not to play. So, you know, if she'd have been there, you know, we'd have, at least she started last year and was our second leading scorer. But, you know, we don't have her now, so it's, you know, Jada's having to start. Or, you know, I could start Ashlyn Brown, which I probably will some. But I really like to bring freshmen off the bench. I never started very many of them over the years, but, you know, I kind of feel like you got to try to get your best five players on the floor. So somebody may have to play out of position a little, like McLean. She's having to play some post now, which she's never done a whole lot, but a little size down there, and, you know, she can beat people off the dribble and so forth.
Okay, Coach, let's take a little bit of a short break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this year's team. You know, I think that there's quite a bit of potential there, but, you know, it'll take a game or two to, I think, maybe get them playing together. Like you said, they didn't get to play together this summer in camp, but, you know, the youth is there. But right now, I guess we better take another little short break and try to earn us a little bit of money. We do have to have our commercial sponsorships keep this show on the air. So we'll take a short break, get a couple of commercials in here, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Coach Sims.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here at the in Salina on the corner. Coach Sims is here with me this morning. And, Coach, I know let's do a little short rundown on this year's team and, you know, the expectations of the district, some of those type things, if you'd like to at this time.
Okay. Well, if we played two games. We played the Daniel 1 Academy from out of Cookeville, the first game, and they were actually I'm better than I thought they'd be. They played with us for a half or so. Then we played Van Buren Tuesday night. They've got a real experienced team back. Got one of the best single-A players in the state, probably.
Lakeland Bolden.
Lakeland Bolden.
Yeah, I've known her grandfather for a long, long time.
She's a good player.
She is.
Started playing. We had played them. Here we won the state. I heard our place late in the year and beat them. I forgot. It was like 80-something to 15, you know. Bad, and then all of a sudden they start winning games in the region and make it to the sub-state, and I thought, well, what's going on? Well, after the junior high season was over, you know, they have the opportunity, if they want to bring their eighth graders up to the high school team, and they did. And so they had her and a couple more of those girls that really turned their season around, and they've been in the sub-state the last 3 years. But
I think on that line, on that pretty neat, I don't know, up there, I think Lakeland is now the all-time leading girl score.
I don't doubt
at
that.
Spencer, and I think maybe she broke her mother's record.
Oh, really?
And her mother broke her mother's record.
Really? I didn't know any of that.
I think there's a whole line of them there. So
they ended up beating us, you know, 55-40 the other night. But they got the first quarter and the last quarter. We probably win the ball game. We got down 14-4, 10-1, and even got on down further, like 19-4, and then we started making a few baskets and. had it cut to 10 at halftime, and actually had it cut to 3 going in the last quarter, but then we couldn't get one to fall and ended up going from 3 to 5 to 7 to 9, and we ended up losing by 15. But we played hard. You know, that was the best thing about it. We didn't play good all the time, but they ran a little half-court trap some. We've turned it over against it a couple times already, but then we handled it pretty good for the most part. But to the team, Caitlin McLean, you know, she played point guard exclusively last year and really intended this year, but then when Kennedy's not playing, I've decided to come inside. She has got good size, you know, single-A point guard, so she's like 5'8", 5'9". She's big as most of my post players have ever been. So
she's a good, strong player, too.
She is, and she's good off the dribble. She's still got to learn some post moves. But, you know, I'm hoping we can just get her the ball down there and she can just out-physical people some, you know. She's still going to play some point, but, you know, she had 19 against Van Buren and 15 the first game. So she's never been much of a scorer in junior high at all. And even last year, you know, she had a few games where she had scored maybe 6 or 8 points, but it was usually, I think she averaged about 4 maybe, where she didn't play all the time. She started some games but came off the bench and played, you know, usually a quarter to 2 quarters at the least. But she's pretty much got to be our leader just because she's the most experienced player we've got. Inside, Riley Edwards is my other post. She's a left-handed, got good height. She's about 5'10". Never been much of a scorer either. I'm hoping, you know, she can get, you know, 8 to 10 most nights. She had 9 her first game and 4 her second game. So she does give us some rebounding. She moves pretty well, you know, for a girl that size. And the other post is Ashlyn Brown, and I've been bringing her off the bench these first couple games, but she may start some. She's also a good-sized girl. And she's really improved her offensive skills first couple years of, you know, she's never got to play a whole lot till this year. She's a junior, but, you know, she can just get in there and bang and, you know, get some rebounds and maybe get a couple of baskets every game. You know, that'll really help us out. And I got another big post girl that she didn't get to play any other night, but, you know, I think maybe I'll try to work her in some is McKenna Biles. She's a big sophomore. She's also about 5'10". A little raw when she first came, but, you know, we worked with her last year all summer and all fall, and her offensive skills are improving some. So, you know, between those four, you know, hopefully we can be all right inside. Now, the guards, Bethany Sherrill was going to play wing, but now she's playing point. She's played point for us the first 2 years in B-team games and stuff, so she'll do a pretty good job, I think. Of course, I can still move Kate out there if I need to. She'll be moving around. But Bethany will do a pretty good job. She's really improved since she got to high school. I think, talking about Matt Walker a while ago, he had an AAU team last spring. Her and Kate and some of those were on, and I think she was a leading scorer on it. So her offensive skills have really improved. My wing two guard is Chana Sherrill. She's a little left-handed girl, got a little speed, shoots a three pretty decent. She hit a couple against Van Buren the other night, hit one the first game. So consistency is probably the biggest thing with them. You know, if we can just consistently get 6 or 8 points out of all of them, you know, and then maybe somebody step up and get the double figures, you know, hopefully we get enough points to win most games. And like we was talking about earlier, Jada Kerr, freshman, she's starting on the other wing right now. Got some ability. Of course, her mother, Jan Arms, that played for me back when I first started, she graduated in 91, and, you know, Jan was one of the best players I ever had. You know, probably the best jumping player I've ever had, but she was a really solid player. Jada's not hardly as big as Jan was. She'd like to be a post player, but she's not ever going to be big enough. But, you know, she shoots the ball pretty well out the floor and can penetrate really good if she'll get over being scared, you know, and not just take it to them. Yeah. Because, you know, she can do it. Some other girls come off the bench and play some. Tamika Smith, a little sophomore from Hermit Springs. She got playing time all summer, and she's not much of an offensive player, but she really gets after it. You know, she guards good and pounds the ball pretty well. Some others that I don't know if they get much or not, but I they will eventually. Another freshman, Brittany Boone, she's got a little her wing, shoots the ball pretty well. Bummer Cherry, another little girl from Herman Springs, a little point guard. She's got some talent. Anyway, those will probably be the ones that, you know, get most of the playing time this year.
Of course, I know you really got something to look forward to. I think just about everybody's back up at Clark Range this year. And
yeah.
They've got some size and ability. And,
well,
and look like Jackson County's reloaded pretty good again.
Clark Range, he's got one of those teams that you kind of dream about, I guess, all that size and talent and experience, too. You know, he got those girls from York last year, that big Meadows girl. When we first got her, I thought, she's probably just a big old girl, you know, but she can play. She turned them in from a good, really good team to a great team last year. You take a 6'3 girl that can move some, and, I mean, I still think we might could have beat them last year if she hadn't been there, but she just brought an element there. With our size, we just couldn't compete.
Like I said, you know, no amount of coaching will make you 5 inches taller.
And plus, they had her, plus, you know, Cooper's been there starting for 4 years, and she's about 5'10", 5'11", and Shaver's about 6 foot. She didn't get to play a whole lot of freshman years, but she started every year since, and she's probably the best three-point shooter in the district. And he got a girl back from Crossville last year that actually came off the bench, but she's starting this year. But I heard she had a car wreck and was kind of out for a little while right now. But they're, you know, this might be one of those years where they go undefeated, you know, like 8 years ago, whenever that was. Jackson County's, you know, I thought they might be down some, which they may be a little, but by losing Cole, but they've still got Allen, and she's really talented. They got Flynn kid back, point guard, after blowing knee out last year.
I saw where she was back. She was maybe the leading scorer one ball game.
Yeah, that's the Phillips girl. She's been there a couple of years. She's real strong inside, not real tall, but good player. Earl's girl shoots the ball three well, so they're loaded. Pickett County, same way. He's got most of his back. Earl and Team Carpet. I saw them play this summer some. They're pretty good, too.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I'm looking forward to, like I said, with Coach Edwards, a little mid-season checkup here a little bit later on, and good luck to you for the rest of the season.
Well, thank you. We'll probably need it, but like I said, we'll just get out there and work every day and try to get better.
That's all you can do.
Right.
Right now, we need to take a little short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a minute to wrap up today's Lake County Corner.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Kathy Merritt just walked in, but we've got to do the birthday. I promised her a little more time today, but we've got to do the birthday and anniversary. And now, what number between 1 and 6?
I think 7 was my favorite number between 1
okay.
and 6, wasn't it?
Yeah, but right now, let's real quickly, not necessarily quickly, but go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries today, beginning with Michelle Long, who has celebrated a birthday this past week. And I think we maybe missed this one last week. I'm not real sure on it. Sarah Reagan. Dennis Miller, celebrating. Miss Lillian White called her birthday in this week. We also have Addison Joe Davis on the 25th. Imogene Brown. Autumn Thompson on the 20th. And Joshua Thompson. They're all celebrating birthdays. Timmy Browning wished a happy birthday from his mother, Rose. Helen Cunningham, happy birthday from her husband. And I didn't get the first name on this, but the Brits are celebrating their 45th anniversary this week. Megan Ward, celebrating a birthday November the 4th. And then also Whitney Thompson, Teresa Ellett. And then I'd like to wish an old high school friend of mine a happy birthday this week. I think she lives over around Metcalf County or somewhere this year, and that's Connie Scott Stalka. She was I guess, in the same class maybe in high school my wife was in. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday this morning. And I'm not going to ask you for a number this morning. I actually drew them out this morning.
Good for you.
The winner of this week's birthday and anniversary cake is Megan Ward. So, Megan, if you'll come by the Clay County Chamber, you can pick up your certificate and go out by and pick you up a birthday cake. And right now, like I said, I've got Kathy back with us, and she's going to talk about all the activity that's fixing to crank up here tomorrow. And I think folks right here are working like the Dickens today to get stuff done, speaking of Christmas and Charles Dickens, but go ahead.
Yes, we certainly are. Good morning, Thomas. Good morning, Selena. First and foremost, we are bringing back the money drawing this weekend to the courthouse. So you can, right now through probably around noon on Saturday morning, visit your local merchants. There's several participating merchants. You make a purchase, you get a ticket. We will have 19 prizes that we will draw on Saturday at 3 o'clock, and the prizes range from $10 all the way up to $100.
Very good.
So we want everybody to come out for that. Now, starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have several merchants who will be having Christmas open houses. And come downtown, shop your local merchants. There'll be refreshments and goodies to munch on, lots of good specials. At 5:30 tomorrow, we are going to light up Salina. We're going to be decorating the tree today, and we will light up the Christmas tree tomorrow. Several of the local merchants will turn on their lights. Then the fun continues on Saturday morning. Santa is coming to the courthouse about 10 o'clock. He'll be here for the kids to visit with him. Pictures will be available for $4. We are also offering this year, we're going to sell some ornaments to decorate the Christmas tree, some metal ornaments, and there's going to be various stars, bells, Christmas trees, things like that, and families or individuals can purchase those and add their name to them, and those will be a permanent part of the Christmas tree. We've had in the past some ornaments that
were broken, right. So now you come by and purchase it can either be a memorial or just an honorarium,
right,
or whatever you want to do. Say hello to your wife, your husband, or remembers that we said of someone, and for $5, this is going to be on the Christmas tree every year from now on.
It will be, yes.
And that way, old folks like me, we won't get forgotten maybe 25, 30
years. Oh, we'll
years
never forget you, Thomas. We'll never forget you. And the proceeds will benefit the Clay County Courthouse.
For that.
You're welcome.
And I know you've got on your little flyer here, I know you're looking for people to help out. Church, youth groups, clubs.
Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, youth groups, church youth groups, any of the sporting teams, school clubs, if they would like to come down and set up to sell hot chocolate, cider, cookies for fundraisers. We have times available tomorrow evening or Saturday during the day, also on Saturday the 13th and the 20th.
What about, is the chorus going to be here to sing some Christmas songs?
We're going to have some Girl Scouts that will be caroling for us when
Very
we light
good.
The tree tomorrow, yes.
Okay, and let me read this off real quick. If you're interested, call Melissa Roach at 243-6623, Robin Kerr, 243-6222, Pam Goad at 243-6603, or Kathy Merritt at 243-5005. And we're looking forward to a big celebration this weekend here on the square, and it is open house around the square. I think all the merchants are going to have some goodies out, maybe some hot cider.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, cookies, cheese. All kinds of munchies.
So just forget about your belt line and come on out and enjoy yourself here this weekend.
Yeah.
And this is the, I think maybe next weekend, I think we were off next weekend, and then we're going to crank up with Christmas at the courthouse, and it's going to be a fun time here in the old town. But right now, I guess, once again, according to the old clock on the wall, we're about to run out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and we'll be back here next time with another edition of Clay County Corner. And don't forget to tune us in tonight. If you know someone that missed it today, give them a yell and tell them to tune us in tonight on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.